Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a dub siren in Ableton Live 12, but not the cheesy kind. We're tightening it up for smoky warehouse vibes, old school jungle energy, and that proper DNB pressure where the siren feels like a signal flare cutting through the break, not a gimmick floating over the top. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old school drum and bass, a siren works best when it behaves like part of the arrangement. It should answer the drums, mark transitions, and hit with purpose. If it's too long, too wide, or too bright, it starts fighting the kick, snare, and bass. So we're going to build something mono-aware, controlled, gritty, and very deliberate. Start by loading up Waveedable. You can use analog too, but Waveedable is great because it gives you clean control and easy modulation. Initialize the preset so we're starting from zero. For the main tone, use oscillator 1 with a sine or triangle style sound. That gives you a solid core that feels classic and stable. If you want a little more bite, add oscillator 2 an octave up, but keep it very low in the mix. You want harmonics, not a synth choir. Set the instrument to mono, and turn on legato if you want those pitch moves to glide between notes. Then tighten the amp envelope. Fast attack, short decay, moderate sustain, and a fairly short release. The goal is for the siren to speak immediately and then get out of the way. In this style, a siren should feel almost like a pressure valve opening and closing, not a long melodic phrase hanging in the air. Now the important part. Pitch movement. This is where the dub siren personality lives. Use an LFO on the oscillator pitch, or if you want more control, draw pitch bends in the MIDI clip. A synced LFO around 1/8 or 1/4 can work beautifully, with just enough depth for a few semitones of movement. Keep the range small enough that it stays urgent and vocal, not cartoonish. If the pitch sweep starts sounding sing-songy, pull it back. Think pressure, not melody. Next, shape the tone with filtering. A smoky warehouse siren usually doesn't need a huge bright top end. Add a low-pass filter, and start by placing the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 700 Hz to a couple kilohertz depending on how fierce you want it. Add a bit of resonance so the note has attitude, but don't overdo it. A touch of filter envelope can help the front edge pop. You want that first instant of the siren to cut through the break. Here's a useful mindset. The break already owns a lot of the high-end excitement, so let the siren live more in the 1 to 4 kHz zone, where it can be heard clearly without smashing into hats and cymbals. If it gets too shiny, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a synth preset. At this point, you can make a choice. If you want a darker siren, keep the cutoff lower and the resonance moderate. If you want a more biting siren, let it open up a little more, but plan to control it later in the effects chain. Either way, don't let it become a huge, bright, full-range monster. This is DNB. Bass matters. Now tighten the movement by working on the note length. In this genre, sirens are often too long at first. Trim the release until the tail stops blurring the next drum hit. Then go into the MIDI clip and make sure the note lengths are doing the right thing. A good siren phrase might be only 1/8 note, 1/4 note, or up to half a bar depending on the section. In the denser parts of the track, keep it shorter. In the breakdown or intro, you can let it breathe a little more. Also, don't be afraid to use micro-timing. Nudging a siren a little early can make it feel more urgent and aggressive. Nudging it slightly late can make it feel like it's answering the drums. That tiny timing choice changes the whole vibe. Don't leave everything perfectly on the grid unless that's the exact effect you want. Now let's dirty it up. A dub siren in a smoky warehouse context needs some grit. Add saturator first. Push the drive modestly, maybe a few dB, and use soft clip if needed. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to give it that system-driven, slightly worn character, like it's coming through old speakers and a dance floor full of smoke. If you want more attitude, add drum boss or roar after that. Use it gently. A little drive, maybe a tiny bit of crunch, maybe a slight transient push if the siren needs more attack. The trick is to distort the body of the sound, not just the bright top. If the top gets too harsh, tame it with EQ afterwards. That way, the siren stays aggressive but still feels thick and playable. Now let's talk width, because this part matters a lot. Keep the dry siren mostly centered. Use utility and reduce the width if you need to, especially if the track is already dense. In modern DNB, the middle of the mix is precious. Kick, snare, sub, and primary bass need that space. So let the siren's direct sound stay focused in the center, and create width with delays and reverbs instead. Set up return tracks for echo and reverb. For echo, try sync settings like dotted eighth or quarter notes, with feedback kept under control. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. For reverb, use a shorter or medium decay, with a bit of pre-delay so the siren attack stays clear before the tail comes in. And again, keep it smoky. High cut the reverb so it feels dark and atmospheric rather than shiny and digital. This is where the stereo story gets interesting. The dry siren should hit straight in the middle, but the echoes and tails can spread out a little. That gives you width without losing impact. If you widen the dry signal too much, the siren starts to smear against the drums. And if the track gets some too mono, it can fall apart. So always mono check the whole chain, not just the source. Now bring the siren into the arrangement. This is where the lesson becomes composition instead of just sound design. In jungle and old school DNB, the siren should usually appear in phrase endings, intro teases, pre-drop warnings, and call and response moments. It should feel like it is reacting to the drums. For example, in the intro, you might have a filtered siren appear every 4 or 8 bars with a short reverb tail. Then when the break comes in, the siren answers on bar 12 or bar 16. At the drop, maybe it only appears as a quick punctuation on the last beat of the phrase. Then after a fill, you bring it back for one more hit. That scarcity is what gives it power. Here's a really important coaching point. Do not make the siren constant. If it's always there, it loses authority. iDub siren works because it feels like a signal, not wallpaper. Silence around it is part of the design. Now automate. This is where advanced arrangement starts to come alive. Draw automation for pitch, filter cutoff, delay send, reverb send, and saturation drive if you want more movement. You can open the cutoff over a bar before a drop, then cut it back sharply when the drop lands. You can also automate a slight rise in resonance on the last siren of an 8-bar phrase to make the transition feel bigger. A really effective move is to automate the delay throw only on the last hit of a section. That gives you a strong little flare of space right before the next part starts. Another good trick is a pre-drop pitch dip, where the siren drops a couple semitones right before the final accent. That downward motion adds tension and dread, which is perfect for darker jungle. If the break is dense, use subtle volume automation or sidechain-style dips on the siren so it breathes with the drums. You don't need much, just enough to keep the groove clean. The idea is always the same. The siren should support the rhythm, not smother it. At this stage, it can be really useful to resample. Once you've got a phrase that feels right, record it to audio. That lets you treat it like a real arrangement element instead of just a synth patch. You can chop it, reverse the tail, fade it, or duplicate the best hit across the section. This is especially effective in jungle, because resampled audio tends to feel more like an artifact from the tune itself, not a clean plug-in sound sitting on top. You can even build a few versions. One filtered and distant, one gritty and mid-forward, and one bright and short for the final accent. That gives you a lot of arrangement flexibility without needing a whole bunch of new sound design. Same patch, different roles. Now do a balance check. The siren should never fight the kick, snare, or sub. If needed, high pass it so there's no low-end clutter. If it's masking hats or percussion, gently tame the top end. If it's clashing with the Reese harmonics, narrow it a bit or move the pitch range slightly. The whole point is that the siren wins by having its own lane, not by beating louder than everything else. And remember this, in smoky warehouse jungle, less is usually more. A short, gritty, well-placed siren will hit way harder than a big, overprocessed one that never stops talking. Think in terms of pressure. Think in terms of signals. Think in terms of arrangement. So to recap the workflow, build the siren in wave-eatable or analog, keep it mono and tight, shape the pitch and filter movement, add controlled saturation, keep width mainly in the returns, automate the phrase for transitions, and resample the best moments so it becomes part of the tune's identity. Now for your practice, make a 4-bar siren phrase at around 170 BPM using only a few notes. Keep the first hits filtered and soft, and make the final hit brighter and more resonant. Add saturator and EQ, set up echo and reverb returns, automate the send so only the last hit gets the big throw, and place it over a break loop until it feels like it's actually answering the drums. If you can do that, you've got the beginnings of a real jungle arrangement tool. That's the sound. Tight, smoky, deliberate, and ready to cut through the fog.